This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid, let this motherfucker go open. Make him lick his own shit off. You're a huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape. I
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now,
now that you opened up the demon in me! On a Thursday!
A what?
Yeah!
I knew something was wrong.
I know. Everyone's throwing the fuck off. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
And the Ham Radio Show is live. L-I-V-E. To the day we D-I-E, Joe. What, Joe?
Where's Danny?
Danny's not here today.
Is he killing deer again?
No, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, quite frankly.
He went to go search for deer that he could
kill at a later date.
Bust a cap in. Yeah.
I'm going to bust a cap in those deer's ass.
He's going to tie them up down in the basement.
And then sexually molest them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion on his skin or it gets
the hose again. God damn it. 718.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
It's a Thursday, yeah. And we're live, and everyone's happy.
Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
I like Thursday.
Thursday. Nick is in the Facebook Live suite. Giggles, Peter Lando, Crystal is in there. We got tons of other people. Jamie in there. John in there. Yeah. Anthony. There are tons of motherfuckers.
How the hell did they know we were going to be on?
Because somebody unlike yourself posted it.
I posted it.
Right there on the Facebook. And you can go live to my Facebook, Facebook Live, and go to the Facebook Live suite. And, of course, interact with us there. Or, like I said before, hit us up. Of course, 718-577-1389.
Are we sure?
And today, as you can see in the with the different camera angle on the ham cam,
well, yeah.
We are going to be... Can you move this chair? Danny's chair is in the shot,
it's really
annoying the fuck out of me.
It's a dead chair.
Yeah, so we have the lighting of the pig, the annual...
Christmas pig.
The Christmas pig. The lighting of the pig is today. Yeah.
We're going to light you
tonight.
On fire?
Yep. You say that joke every year, and it's still not funny.
It doesn't get funny.
Every fucking year.
Are we going to do Trailer Park Christmas this year?
Today is usually the show where we decide what we're doing, yeah. And Danny's not here, so fuck him. I say Danny buys us all gifts.
That's a good idea.
It will be, it's a Danny Christmas.
Yeah. We're all going to get an antler.
Yep. Yeah, but it's going to be covered in semen and blood. Yeah.
Hey, no ropes this year. I got enough ropes.
Yeah, but you didn't use his gift accurately.
That's true. That's true.
Have you been practicing?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this fucking rope burn. Yeah.
Ouch.
By the way, for the people that don't understand, Danny last year got Joe rope and told him to kill himself.
I did.
That was pretty much the gift. That was it.
Yeah.
There was the humor. Yeah. I don't know.
It's so wrong.
Yeah, Joe didn't find the gift that funny. We found it hysterical.
I thought it was
did not find it funny.
No, I could take a joke.
No, you took the joke, but you weren't happy with it. Don't lie.
Well, I would.
Don't lie like you do, kid.
I would have rather had a new car, but you know.
Well, duh, you do have a new car now, so it doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, you do. You have a used new car.
Well,
it's new to you.
It's new to you.
New to me, yeah.
Has that new car scent.
It does.
Because your son is the one who gives you the car, and he fucking is anal retentive and clean.
He is.
So that car is probably amazing.
My kid is the kind of car you want to buy a car from.
You exactly. Know? He maintains it. It's
more than
pristine.
He makes it better than when it was new. He does. He's that kind of guy.
Nick,
I'll post up the moment along with this week's episode of when the show goes up tonight. Well, the moment that Billy says that horrendous joke, or the moment that Danny gives Joe the gift and says, kill himself.
Kill me.
Which one?
Yes.
Joe's fucked up gift. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you, Nicholas. Nicholas, R-C-U-N-T, the Canadian Unified Network Technician. What? Nick gets way respect, not you.
No, me.
You don't deserve respect. You're effing Joe.
Well, Stu.
God damn it. You have a job to do. Your job is effing Joe.
I'm fucking Joe. That's right.
The reason, by the way, we're on Thursday is I had an engagement last night with SiriusXM, and I could not get out of it.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing the show tonight. I am literally on maybe 2 hours of sleep.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
We can't talk about things that transpired. I had to, you know, sign things, so we can't talk about stuff. But, however, we
forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
I did.
We can talk about, you know, other things going on in the world.
Okay.
Like this fucked up goddamn... To me, now it's becoming a witch hunt. Now it's taking full witch hunt fucking mode.
Who's next?
Oh, my God, it's gone.
Let's go out there and get the teeth touches.
Seriously, back in the day.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're living under a rock and have no clue what we're talking about the sexual misconduct.
The tit touchers.
Stuff, the tit touchers, the ass grabbers. Mm-hmm. The guys have sexually assaulted women.
Yeah.
Now, yet again, we have to precurse this before when we start because I don't give a fuck about letters. Mm-hmm. By the way, Wendy the retard, how are you, baby?
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy says hi to everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
Wendy needs a theme song, Billy, and it's up to you now to hum it.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes on.
Splendid.
Billy, give me a little bit of Wendy's theme song.
Ouch.
With an ouch?
Ouch.
Ouch. Anywho.
It's the dumpster.
Let's precurse this conversation by saying we do not disagree with the victims. We're not trying to fault the victims. We're not trying to blame the victims. We're not trying to say that this shit did not occur
or happen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why do they look so good? I mean, I wouldn't touch them if they were...
Yeah, didn't we tell Joe not to say that on the air?
Well, it's a fact.
Joe's theory is that because women look good, they should be touched.
Well,
which is what most rapists fucking say.
Well, no, what I'm trying to say, and I agree with you about the women.
Please explain yourself, because I want all the letters to go to you.
No.
I have sinned against you.
Damn right you have.
What if these women, instead of wearing perfume, wore something that didn't smell good?
What, dog piss?
That would be good.
deer piss.
What if a guy's in the dog piss?
Well,
what if he's a guy that fucks a dog?
I would never touch a woman who smelled bad. Really? Why do they have to wear such nice, sexy clothes? They don't have to wear sexy clothes.
Joe, you're literally describing every fucking rape.
Clothes are designed by
men. Hold on for a second. You're describing every rape movie that has ever been fucking put out there.
No.
When the girl goes, well, look what she was wearing. She was asking for it. That's Joe's philosophy.
No,
that used to
what
be
I'm saying.
That's the norm.
Defense.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
She was asking for it.
Even Wendy the retard's calling you out.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, you know, they dress
to
entice.
What do you mean that's not? That's exactly what the fuck you just said.
They dress to entice.
Wait, hold on. Wendy, this is from Wendy the retard, Joe.
Shut the fuck up.
They might dress to entice, but they don't dress to, you know, get raped. That's the thing that you have to figure out.
Absolutely. They shouldn't be raped. Rape is a bad thing. Anytime I get raped, I don't like it.
By the way, she also said, Joe, shut the fuck up and let Eddie talk, goddammit. Because I can form sentences. Yeah. You're just spitting out, oh, well, they were dressed that way. They need to have it.
Yeah, you're misinterpreting what I'm saying.
Said that.
Oh, what I'm saying is...
Did he not... Hold on. Billy always disagrees with me. Billy, did he not just say that?
Joe?
Yeah.
In your statement,
you said, why do they look so good?
Everybody's going to look at and take from your statement.
Well, suppose we all wore like uniforms. You know, like we all wore, men and women,
Joe,
we all wore potato
Joe, schoolgirls.
Joe?
Yeah.
Do you remember the 40s?
Yeah.
The big fluffy
Sadly,
dresses.
Sadly, he does.
The big fluffy dresses, the suits, and like there was... You had separate beds in the same room.
Well, no, they had the flappers, and you know they slept.
Right.
And I bet you, women back then were getting raped too.
Yeah, there was probably all of that.
I'm
stuff
just saying,
still going.
That's what happens.
It was the generation there where they loved to smoke pot and wear flowers in their hair, and they kept going to San Francisco.
Well,
they ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, but in those days, the women wanted to have sex with you.
Right.
That was a sexual revolution.
They didn't want to get raped.
But they didn't want to be raped.
No one wants to be raped.
Can we get back under what I was discussing and not the ramblings of a madman?
Well,
I was saying that point blank, the things that are all over the press, I'm not denying that they happened. Okay, not because they look good, Joe. I'm making the point that I need to address the one elephant in the room, maybe two if you count me. The one elephant in the room, though, that everyone seems to fucking be not bringing up, and it needs to be said, and needs to be, like, quite frankly, screamed from the top of the mountain, is that back in the day, you were innocent until you were proven guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're not. Now it's allegations equal guilt.
Well, that's
done. That's it.
That's always been an argument of mine. I've always said anytime someone has an allegation to make, they shouldn't be in the press until it's proven. Once it's proven,
then it goes to the press.
But see, then you say smart shit like that, but then you precursor with dumb shit like, you know, it depends. Why do they look so good?
Well, they shouldn't look so good.
That's not the point.
Well,
you dumb.
Joe, people should be able to go to work and...
And not get raped.
Feel comfortable at
did
work.
Not get touched.
Did you ever see anybody rape a 600-pound woman? They don't.
Yeah, a 300-pound man.
They don't do that.
It does happen.
Joe.
Just because you don't like it. Just because you don't like it does not mean it does not happen. Somebody might be attracted to that 600-pound woman and want to fuck her. Don't like it.
But the thing is, rape...
Yeah,
is all about
and power.
Power.
It has nothing to do with wanting. Yeah,
yeah, it's not a desire like, oh, I gotta have her, so I'm gonna rape her. No, well, it's more about control. And
I don't think Harvey Weinstein would rape any 600-pound woman.
You never know.
What if she was
gonna make him money?
Harvey Weinstein jerked off into a potted plant in a hotel lobby.
You're gonna
tell me he has a fucking couth and the etiquette? What if he fucking likes 600-pound women? You jerk off. That's the point.
Well, he likes.
You don't know
stars.
What he likes.
He likes movies.
Doesn't
stars.
Matter. What if he wanted to fuck the girl from Precious?
It's nobody's business,
you know what I
mean? But ours.
Exactly. Well, you don't know what he likes. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that that's not what the rapist wants.
Yeah,
I don't understand your thought process. You're saying that automatically, because a chick's fucking overweight, nobody wants to fuck her.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're saying she's 600 pounds.
And nobody wants to. Nobody wants to rape her.
How do you know? You don't know.
Rape
has nothing
to
do with what she looks
like. What they look like.
At all.
It's I
just never heard of the ugly woman being raped. That's all.
No, because maybe those are the silent fucking survivors of rape.
What do you mean they don't talk about it?
They're not fucking whoring themselves out on the, you know, on TV or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they didn't happen.
How many women like have never come forward and have suffered the damages, psychological, all of that? They didn't come forward. They never will.
And not to mention also, your argument doesn't hold water because you're saying that you could speak for every rape victim.
No.
That's what you're saying. You're saying I've never heard. Yes, you did. Because you said, hold on.
I've never heard of them speaking for me.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Well, but that doesn't mean your statement holds no water.
Yeah, I've never seen an alien from outer space, but I feel they exist.
Dude, Wendy the Retard, no offense to Wendy the Retard, is a retarded woman.
Yeah.
I bet you she is. Like, that's like saying a retarded woman cannot be sexually molested.
Well.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Because no one would touch a retard. I bet you Wendy has been touched.
And how many people do take advantage of those?
The mentally challenged. Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying.
I don't do that.
But we're getting into the Joe Zone, and we're not getting
Your pain.
Thank you. We're not getting into the point of what I was addressing. Because, like, over the weekend, I don't know if you guys heard about this, that guy Danny Masterson.
Right.
He used to be on that 70s show.
Sure.
Was let go of his Netflix show.
Right.
Because of accusations of rape. Now, here's my thing. Accusations.
Another one.
Now, the LAPD was checking into everything. The LAPD has not come up with any form of anything. And Danny Masterson, if you can actually look up, he released a statement. If you want to look it up for me, that would be great. You can even
Friday.
Read it. What happened?
I don't know.
It's not Friday. It's Thursday. Look it up. Just write Danny Masterson fucking statement. He freaking released a statement where he was pretty much bashing Netflix by saying that he got written off the show.
Oh, yeah.
With no evidence of anything.
They're hysterical. Right. Everybody's hysterical.
Yeah. There's no,
oh, my God.
And
oh
we're not
God.
Trying to protect the rapists of the world. I think Roy Moore is a piece of shit. I mean, we can run down the gambit.
How do you know? He may not be a piece of shit.
Oh, excuse me, mister. I don't fucking think fat women get raped. Or
you're talking
women.
About an accusation?
No, I said I think, yet again, my personal belief, fuckhead, the same way you have your personal belief about dumb shit.
You're talking about a piece that happened 40 years ago.
I don't know where I was 40 years ago.
I was smoking too much
you
stuff
were,
in those days.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know where you were 40 minutes ago. Be quiet. The fact what I'm saying is I think Roy Moore did these things. That's just my personal fucking belief.
The
same way, it's my personal belief. You don't know that a fucking 600-pound woman wouldn't get raped. But yet you had the audacity to fucking to say that 10 minutes ago. So shut the fuck up, Joe. You can't have it both ways.
I think it's apples and oranges.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're talking
you think the 600-pound woman's not even eating apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Shut up. It's not. It's your opinion. You're basing your opinion. I'm basing my opinion. I think Roy Moore is a piece of shit. That's just my personal belief. After actually reading about all of the other shit. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't send people out there who lied. They did. He had accusations that were proven to be fucking false.
You see?
I'm not saying. I still think he's a piece of shit. I don't like some of the stuff he's done. That's just my personal belief.
That's because you think he did it.
No, I didn't. No, you yet again, you're answering for me. I didn't say that I think he did it, stupid.
Well, if you don't think, then what are your grounds for hating the man?
I don't like some of the stories that I've heard. I didn't say, that's my personal belief. I don't have to like the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Do I have to like the guy?
You believe the accusation.
No, I don't. I believe someone, no, that's
you can't
not.
You have it both ways, Eddie.
Yes, I can, because that's not the story.
That's
not what I'm saying. You're just trying to put fucking your goddamn thing in my mouth here, and I'm not saying that.
Really?
I'm saying that I don't like the stories I've heard. That doesn't mean I believe all the accusations. You're telling me I believe the accusations, and I think he's guilty. That's not what I said.
You said you don't like the man.
That's not fucking finding him guilty, shithead, is it?
I mean, I don't like the man because...
Why? I don't like how he carries himself.
Okay,
that's number one.
You don't like the clothes he wears.
I don't like no.
I saw him with a blue tie the other day. Did not
here,
go with that.
Here comes Joe's MO of talking over you without letting you answer the fucking question.
Oh, you being stupid?
No, I'm not being stupid. You want to blow Roy Moore? Feel free, Joe. I'm saying I don't like Roy Moore.
Just,
I don't have to like Roy Moore.
Just wear a schoolgirl outfit. You'll be fine.
Yeah, why don't we all wear uniforms so nobody fucks each other? Yeah, that's Joe's fucking answer.
Well, that would help.
Yeah.
No, it would. wouldn't.
Gets from the fuck nut over here who honestly believes that 600-pound women don't get raped.
The Catholic
Because there's a weight limit on rape.
Did you ever see the Catholic school girl uniforms?
Yes, it's incredibly hot.
It is incredibly hot.
Yes.
And you know.
So, what's your
fucking
point?
So, you want to put people in uniforms.
I got to hate the Pope for that.
You can hate the Pope for that. I don't fucking care if you do.
Yeah, well,
your dumb opinion. The same way you just said my opinion was dumb, you fucking turd.
So it's all Sister Mary Elizabeth's fault.
That's fine. You can blame Sister Mary Angelica Elizabeth. I don't give a shit.
It's probably true, too.
You just don't know how to have an argument. If someone disagrees with you, you fucking go off. Oh, yeah, you want to blow Roy Moore? Why do you think he's guilty? I never said he was fucking guilty. Well, you did.
You
I didn't
like
say that.
Him. You said you don't
I don't like him.
You don't like
I don't like Trump either. Am I not allowed to not like people? I don't like you half the time. But I fucking, at least I admit it.
Yeah.
I say these things. I don't like the way Roy Moore carries himself. I don't think he has to walk on stage with a gun in his fucking hand.
Nice from Alabama,
waving it around like a fucking idiot.
They all do that.
To me, I find that stupid. So, yeah. Suck a bag of dicks.
Wendy's coming up here and kick my ass.
Wendy, get over there and kick the shit out of him.
Wendy says, don't make me go
up
there
I would love,
and kick your booty.
I would love for a retard to kick another retard's ass.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's being mean to retards. Wendy, I'm sorry. This guy's way worse than you. You're fucking mentally challenged. I have no clue what Joe is. Billy, do you have that statement?
The only thing I found, because apparently they want to hide it.
Well, Netflix is trying to hide it.
I don't know, but he denies any wrongdoing after accused of sexual assaulting three women.
Which one are you
and
talking
says
about?
Danny Masters.
Oh, okay.
Try to keep up with the show, Joe.
Well, there's a few things we've been talking about.
Yes.
So anyway, the false allegations.
Stop talking, Joe.
The false allegations appear to be motivated to boost the anti-Scientology series of Leah Remini, who reportedly encouraged one accuser to report the actor to the police. That's the only thing I found that...
That's not the statement.
I know
I'll look it up.
Is this guy a Scientologist?
Yes, he's a Scientologist.
I will look...
A lot of shady things going on in Scientology.
Yes, but I don't think one has to do with the other, because I don't think that... Yes, people will try... I don't like Scientology. I got to ask Joe. Joe, am I not allowed to not like Scientology, because I don't like Scientology?
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you
because
should.
Maybe I've done a little...
Maybe you should just, like, you know...
Right,
what, like everything you do?
Yeah. That would be good.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're horrible. What you got?
I think I got a video of him.
Trish, they're picking on me.
All right, hold on.
Saying it, but it's, I got to wait for it to load.
Wait, don't play,
it
don't play a video. Don't play a video because I don't fucking trust the videos. Because unless we know what the fuck it's saying, we don't have cue speakers. So unless we know what the fuck it is, I don't want to
like
play
I
it.
Like I said, I got to wait for the
other
thing
to load. I know, so don't play it. That was my answer.
And I know.
I'm just saying, don't play it. Statement. What was the name of the show? The River or something?
The Ranch.
The Ranch. I know someone with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, it was a cowboy show?
Yeah. And, well, it was a sitcom kind of show. And he literally was on the show with him. I think Wilma Rama Rama has been on the show. It's pretty much casting all the assholes from that 70s show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And the point that I'm trying to make, though, is... that even though I had to fight with Joe five fucking times, is that he only had allegations.
Right. Okay.
Allegations. The same as I didn't say Roy Moore shouldn't fucking run for the job, Joe. I didn't say that. Did you hear that part? No.
No.
I didn't say that. I said I don't like Roy Moore. Doesn't mean he shouldn't run for whatever the fuck he wants to run, because yet again, they're allegations. There has been nothing proven.
We agree on that point.
All right, so.
Okay, so this is what I got.
All right, what do you got?
I am obviously very disappointed in Netflix's decision to write my character off The Ranch.
Okay.
From day one, I have denied the outrageous allegations against me. Law enforcement investigated these claims more than 15 years ago and determined them to be without merit.
Mm-hmm. So now if you're saying that you've been checked by the PD,
right,
and the popo said you got no-no, and everything should be okay, hunky-dory, but it turns out it's, you know... That everyone else seems to be somewhat wrong here.
Yeah.
Why would we write him off the series? That's my point.
Yeah.
But everybody in the business world and everybody in this world, because at the end of the day, these are not just entertainment companies; they're corporate America, so they're trying to make their money.
Right.
I understand that. But if a guy has been proven not guilty,
no charges were filed.
Let me rephrase, prosecutor. I'm sorry. He has been not charged with anything, and they have done investigations and found nothing yet.
Determined
at all
to be without merit. That was 15 years ago.
But what I'm saying is, but you get again though. You've proven nothing.
Right.
So if you've proven nothing,
but
why the fuck does he not? Why does he get written off the show?
Yeah. But now
that's the question.
He's up to four women now, apparently.
That's great.
So now they investigated the other three. I don't know if
but,
they did this.
Okay, but wait,
the fourth one.
Though. But wait, but he's been found nothing happening
nothing,
so far that
nothing,
we know of.
Right.
And but, he could have 17 if you don't have
right.
the fucking if the thing if you don't have the evidence, Billy. All right. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter is my point.
Right. Not you.
Like, oh, I wait, even the better one. Even the better discussion right now to bring it into.
Well, I'll make it quick because you got to go
well, how long
to
do we
a
got?
Break.
We got a break now?
Like a minute.
All right. Well, all right. I will precurse then the going into the break, and we'll discuss this when we get back. That gives it's going to give Billy time to find some stuff. I'll find some stuff too. I don't understand why John Oliver...
Who?
John Oliver from this Last Week Tonight or whatever the fuck the name of the show is, formerly of The Daily Show.
I like him.
But why is he being treated as a fucking hero going after Dustin Hoffman? We'll discuss this when we come back. Don't say anything, Joe, because you're stupid.
I don't know anything about it.
Exactly. You don't know anything about a lot of shit. Hasn't stopped you from opening your trap.
Well, that's true.
So the fact of the matter is John Oliver over the weekend supposedly went after Dustin Hoffman on stage about the sexual misconduct allegations from his past.
Ooh.
And yet again, they're just allegations, but automatically, in the society that we live in, allegations equal fucking guilt.
Yeah,
that's what's going on. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're discussing that as well as we're going to be lighting the pig. That's right. The Christmas pig gets lit today. Because that starts the holiday, and we'll set up what the hell we're going to do this holiday season. We don't know yet.
Holidays.
The holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And we'll celebrate the only way we know how, because it's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. We'll be back with more of Joe's dumb shit after this.
Scratch my nuts.
And these words, too. Come on.
What's going on? Coons are trying to get into school. Coons! Well, Raccoon's trying to get on our back porch. Mama just chased him off with a broom.
And they want to go to school with us.
With us? They do?
And you thought he was talking about something else, didn't you? You racist fuck. Now go digest all of that. We'll be right back. And keep your mind out of the gutter. That's where we live.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-4000. 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come on, get out of bed. There'll be no more napping. This is Pee-wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons.
It's Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. Ah!
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
It's only me and I'm on TV, said Papa will build a rapist. It's only me and I'm on TV, said Papa will build a rapist.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Said the fair young maiden.
Take this pill, I'll give you a thrill, said Papa will build a rapist. Take this pill, I'll give you a thrill, said Possible Bill the Rapist.
Is that a pudding pop? Is that a pudding pop? Is that a pudding pop? Said the fair young maiden.
It's not a pop, it's just my cock, said Possible Bill the Rapist. It's not a pop, it's just my cock, Possible Bill the Rapist.
What will you do with that? What will you do with that? What will you do with that? Said the fair young maiden.
I'll put my staff right up your ass, said Possible Bill the Rapist. I'll put my staff right up your ass, said Possible Bill the Rapist.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Said the fair young maiden.
I'm gonna have some fun and then I'll come, said Possible Bill the Rapist. I'll have some fun and then I'll come, said Possible Bill the Rapist.
Who's that standing over there? Who's that standing over there? Who's that standing over there? Said the fair young maiden.
It's Robert Culp, so take a gulp, said Possible Bill the Rapist. It's Robert Culp, so take a gulp, said Possible Bill the Rapist.
What is that that tastes so bad? What is that that tastes so bad? What is that that tastes so bad? Said the fair young maiden.
My cum may be bitter, but that's what's for dinner, said Possible Bill the Rapist. My cum may be bitter, but that's what's for dinner, said Possible Bill the Rapist.
What will we be doing now? What will we be doing now? What will we be doing now? Said the fair young maiden.
After a poke, we'll have us a coke, said Possible Bill the Rapist. After a poke, we'll have us a coke, said Possible Bill the Rapist.
How come you did not come? How come you did not come? How come you did not come? Said the fair young maiden.
No good for you, so you can't sue, said Possible Bill the Raven. No good for you, so you can't sue, said Possible Bill the Raven. Now one thing is true, my dear, I don't want you to have any fear, because my cock is my hobby, and you've been fucked by Bill Cosby.
Today, 718-577-1389. Feel like calling in? We want to hear from you. Be heard. 718-577-1389. We are live on hamradioshow.com. Bringing you, what we do best. We're a weird type of show. And that's what makes us amazing.
It's an amazing show.
Damn right.
Yeah. If you take that song,
Possible Bill the Rapist?
We did that when the whole Cosby allegations were all around.
Yeah.
Didn't they find him not guilty and let him walk on?
I don't know if they found him not guilty. I think they had a hung jury.
I think he's still pending. Yeah.
Or a mistrial or whatever the fuck it was.
I think they wait until he dies.
There was enough that they let him
go. There was no evidence.
Right. Not enough to.
Yeah.
There was not 60 convince. Women there. Gloria all red.
Oh.
All red. Joe,
by the way, Joe is saying, hold on, wait. Yeah. Joe is, by the way, fucking emphasizing all red because I had to explain to her what.
I hate
explain
that
to him what her name is. But he hates her, but he gets her name wrong.
Well,
that's the fucking problem.
I don't want to say it right.
We're also live on, of course, Facebook Live. You can hit us up. You can be listening to the show. Also, the new ham cam positioned for the lighting of the pig later on in the program today. It's a pretty good fucking day today.
There's a lot of news out there today.
There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of shit going on. But when we left you, we gave what they call in the business a radio tease.
Ooh.
We talked about John Oliver over the weekend.
Tell me about that. I knew nothing.
Well, here's the problem. John Oliver was at, they were holding a panel. For the movie Wag the Dog. Do you remember Wag the Dog?
Oh, sure. That's an old movie.
Yes. It's, I believe, 20 years old now. The 20th anniversary of the screening of Wag the Dog. Yeah. Would star Dustin Hoffman as well as other people.
De Niro's in it as well. Good movie.
So the last week tonight, host John Oliver was hosting the event. Okay? John Oliver feels that it's... I don't want to play the audio because the audio is just shit because somebody filmed it on their phone.
Yeah, it's also like 6 minutes long.
Yeah,
we have to find the part where they go off
on each other. Yeah, the abridged version. But the fact of the matter is also the quality's not good either. That's the thing.
Right.
The quality's not good. John Oliver got into a heated discussion. This was Monday night, so I said over the weekend, but it was Monday night. Oliver brought up the recent allegations... that are against Dustin Hoffman, the sexual harassment allegations.
I thought he was a good guy.
Well, he's one. Until we prove otherwise, he is one of the good guys. That's what I'm trying to point out.
Good point.
We don't fucking know that Dustin Hoffman anything happened. We don't know that. By the way, if you're living under a rock, this is the soft boiled clitoris back and forth that he had with the girl. That's one of the allegations. The girl was where he was working on Death of a Salesman, I believe, overseas. The woman, he supposedly was very touchy-feely with a certain woman. She came to get his breakfast order. He said he wanted a hard-boiled egg and a soft-boiled clitoris. This is what he said allegedly. We don't know.
quite frankly, because we weren't there. Nobody was there except this girl and supposedly Dustin Hoffman.
Is that
right,
it?
Okay?
Is that the whole thing?
Well, that's one of them. That's one of them, Joe. See, this is what I'm saying. Joe is so easy to dismiss, and then you say something stupid. We don't know what happened. That's all you have to say.
Even if it's true.
You don't know. But you don't know what happened.
Even if it's true, big fucking deal.
Dude, it's a big fucking deal to that person. That's the point. The point is...
Give her $100 and go away.
Yeah, but see, that's the point. See, this is why you would get sued. So I want Joe to become financially fucking amazing. Because I want him to get sued for the stupid shit that comes out of his mouth.
That's why I don't leave.
He's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he would actually offer the girl $100 to shut up. He would.
Yeah.
He would. Like a moron.
Maybe $200.
And he would do that.
Yeah. And, all right. Spare change.
All right. Back in the day, though.
Yeah.
All right. So, by the way, just to refresh, Oliver was referring to the recent allegations made by Anna Graham Hunter in an essay which was published November 1st in The Hollywood Reporter.
Right.
In which, in the column, she claims that Hoffman, who's now 80, by the way, had multiple inappropriate comments and unwanted sexual advances towards her when she was 17 years old and they were doing a production, like I said, of Death of a Salesman in 1985. Okay, so we're all on the same page here, right? Okay, here's my problem. They're now saying that John Oliver is some kind of a hero, or at least they're clapping and applauding for John Oliver, like, give it to him, John. When he went after Dustin Hoffman on stage, but not even just that he didn't like the answer, he shouldn't have brought it up. You're there to fucking
right.
You're there
to
whore out.
That.
Yeah, you're there to whore out the movie. Yeah. The movie was the 20th anniversary of Wag the Dog, which was directed by Barry Levinson, which had De Niro in it, and a whole bunch of other people.
That
I can't think of everything. But Dustin Hoffman being the most prominent one because he plays the director that convinces everybody to fake. The war in that country and the whole... If you have never saw the movie, rent it. It's good. Go to Netflix and get it.
I can't rent that now.
Yes, you can.
He's been accused.
Well, you know, in defense of John Oliver,
that's what
he does. He does.
But he's not there to be a news guy. He's there to be an MC,
well,
Joe.
That's his form of comedy, you know? Like he does.
Yeah, but that's not his job.
Just tears people apart.
But, Joe, that's not his job.
He's like an insult comic, you know?
But, Joe, that, yet again, I'm going to reiterate to the point.
No,
I don't give a shit.
Show?
What does it matter?
You ever watch his show?
I don't care. That's not why he was hired.
Right.
His job was to MC the event, not fucking point out rape allegations or sexual misconduct allegations of Dustin fucking Hoffman.
Besides which, hold on for a minute.
Besides which, Dustin Hoffman answers the guy, like Billy pointed out, and he goes, do you believe the stuff that you read? No, I got to start from the beginning because Joe fucking screwed me up because he defended John Oliver, which made no sense.
Not defending. I'm just saying, you know, there's the old saying,
Joe,
if you invite a shark to dinner, don't be surprised if somebody gets bitten, you know?
But see, that's the thing. If he had Hoffman on his show.
That's different.
And did this. This was
not different
for the show.
Yeah.
This had nothing to do with the John Oliver show to...
At the end of the day, John Oliver's wrong for asking these questions. I'm sorry, he is. He's there to plug the movie and the experience for the people who are sitting in the audience to watch the movie and see the panel discussion with De Niro and Hoffman and everybody else to talk about the fucking movie, not talk about sexual misconduct allegations. That's why John Oliver's wrong. Now, according to the Post, Hoffman said that the panel discussion... that he never met Graham. Okay, so these are the answers that he's giving Oliver. Oliver asks, he answers. Quote, I still don't know who this woman is, Hoffman said. Quote, I never met her. If I met her, it was in concert with other people, end quote.
What concert?
Probably Steely Dan. But
maybe.
However, now... They go through the whole process of where John Oliver, just like he's making faces, he's groaning, he's this, that, on the stage. It's not your place to do that, though.
Yeah, suddenly it became personal.
It became the John Oliver show, and that's not right anyway.
Right.
Now, also on top of it, who the fuck are you to do that when, yet again, nothing's been proven? You're yet again attacking a man for allegations.
Right.
You're not, there is no evidence... To this that we know of.
Nothing has been presented as evidence that is, there's no grand juries that have said, yes, take this to trial or anything yet.
And on top of every fucking thing else, we have a guy who's saying he doesn't know her. So therefore, it's he said, she said. Okay? You're now saying, I don't know her. She's saying, yes, you do. He's saying, I don't think I met her. She's saying, yes, you do. So what you have is two different opposing arguments. That's it. That's all you have.
No facts.
But John Oliver felt it in his best interest to sit there and be a swarmy motherfucker and go, I'm going to get fucking press coming my way. So now when you type in the words John Oliver or Dustin Hoffman, you're going to get my name. Because literally when I Googled it, I typed in Dustin Hoffman. You know his name right after fucking Dustin Hoffman's name? John Oliver.
Great point. You know, okay. Ultimately, that's what it's all about.
It's about press for right. Oliver.
For everybody.
So that way he has something to talk about on his HBO show.
Yeah.
And everybody's hunky-dory. Now, by the way, let's just say Dustin Hoffman's the scum of the earth. Let's say Dustin Hoffman did do this stuff. Okay? Ooh, this does not fucking defend the woman. You know what I mean? Right. You're dragging her name through the mud right now because, she didn't know you were going to do this. She didn't know what everything's going on. Maybe she has evidence. Yeah. She can't present it because she's not even fucking there. John Oliver felt that it was the best interest of himself to talk shit.
Was she made public?
Yeah. Her name out there.
Oh, it's terrible, you know.
But that's my... I don't give a fuck what John Oliver does on John Oliver's show. That's John Oliver's fucking deal. He can do whatever the fuck he wants on his show.
It's a good show.
When they hire you to MC a fucking event about a fucking movie that was 20 years old,
right,
starring Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro, that's your fucking job. Your job is not to take it upon yourself to go into business for yourself and turn it into the panel, into the John Oliver show.
Self-promotion.
And then self-promote yourself,
right,
which is what he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't give a shit about that girl. Don't tell me he gave a shit about that girl. Because if you gave a shit about that girl, you would have fucking flown that bitch in.
Yeah.
You would have said, get on a plane, I'll pay for it, HBO will pay for it, and we'll film the fucking thing. Right. If you gave a shit about her, you didn't give a fuck about her. You wanted to say your name. You wanted to fucking, Dustin Hoffman against the wall. He was backed into
a
corner.
That's what you thought. What would you expect him to do? You know, and then you claim later, no one stands up to powerful men. You know, there's a time and a place to do these things also.
I think now is the time when people are tearing down powerful men.
The problem is now, like, with Dustin Hoffman was basically all Mrs. Robinson's fault, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
She was trying to seduce him.
Yes.
By the way, so now Oliver called out Hoffman's apology saying that he was angered by the actor's choice of words.
Right.
Okay? Now, quote, this is from John Oliver, I believe. Uh-huh. It is not reflective of who I am. This is Hoffman. It is not reflective of who I am. This is Oliver mocking Dustin Hoffman. Quote, it is not reflective of who I am. It's that kind of response to this stuff that pisses me off, Oliver said. Quote, it is not reflective of who you were. It is reflective. I'm sorry. I'm reading this fucking thing with sunglasses on.
It's the mouse.
Well, that too. This is also in the way. It is reflective of who you were. Now, that right there to me is that condescending bullshit. Who the fuck are you to tell Dustin Hoffman or anybody who they were?
But you're also...
You don't fucking know who they were either, asshole.
You're also not the judge and jury.
Exactly. And that's what people are becoming. They want to go get... It's this mob mentality. This mob mentality of let's go get our pitchforks and our fucking torches and let's go get the beast because somebody said the beast fucking diddled a child. No evidence to the beast diddling the child, but let's go fucking get him and kill him. It's this mob mentality. We walk out and we do this. And when you have guys like John Oliver who feel like he's in the fucking right, who got the same evidence everyone else got, we've all read the same shit, but John Oliver will be the savior of our planet. Do you know what I'm saying? And he's being looked at as that when he's, John Oliver really stuck it to Dustin Hoffman at this fucking event. And you're like, what the fuck? He shouldn't be allowed to fucking do that. But yet he is. Now let me go back into this thing. And you've given no evidence to show that it didn't happen. But is there evidence to show it did happen, John? I would ask that question. Then there was a period of for a while when you were a creeper around women. Says who?
Right.
Gossip and fucking hullabaloo? Like that, yet again, like Billy said, you're not the judge, you're not the jury, you're not the executioner. What the fuck? This is what I'm saying. This condescending bullshit.
And yet Warren Beatty's out of all of this.
Absolutely. Warren Beatty, who played Wheel of Pussy his whole life.
Oh, you're kidding, yeah.
You know what I mean? More women.
Jack Nicholson.
But yet again, that falls into the I'm good looking, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. They want me.
Yeah. So it feels like, so this is what Oliver said. It feels like a cop out to it isn't me. Do you understand how that feels like a dismissal? Hoffman then replied, it's difficult to answer that question. You weren't there. He brought up exactly my point.
Sure.
You weren't there.
Wow.
None of us were. We don't know if Dustin Hoffman's the scum of the earth or he's the nicest man alive. Yeah. We don't know. None of us were there.
His remarks might have been appropriate for the situation.
Which goes back to, Joe, your point about the 40, the 50, the whatever years ago things happened.
Yeah.
None of us were there.
That's right.
And also some people might remember things different.
I was.
Even the assholes that perpetrated these acts might remember things different because it was 50 fucking years ago. And if they were scumbags, let's just say they were scumbags. All right? So they're scumbags. They're playing Wheel of Pussy throughout Hollywood, like I was saying before. How do they keep track about this one woman? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're going to fucking remember shit differently. That's the problem. 718-577-1389. Jump in. I need to hear from you. But then Hoffman then also questioned whether Oliver believes everything that is printed about what the accuser says happened. Okay?
Stuff.
What'd I say? Stop.
No, you go.
Oh, you're throwing me off because usually I fuck up. Quote, do you believe this stuff that you read, Hoffman asked. Oliver replied, I believe what she wrote, yes. Why? Now that's the fucking question.
A big word.
That's the big question. Why do you believe her and not believe him?
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Why do you believe him and you don't believe her?
You choose to.
Yeah. That is right there. There's no answer.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in her lying. That doesn't make any sense.
How
do we know that there's no point?
Yeah,
there's always
a point when it's a celebrity. There's money involved, fame involved, notoriety involved. There's so many reasons why these people would do something like that.
Yeah.
Now, Dustin Hoffman also replies with, well, that there's a point in her not bringing it up for 40 years.
Yeah,
that's what Hoffman said.
That's the big one.
Yeah. And then John Oliver, yet again, this condescending, I'm right, you're wrong, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, Dustin. You mean like you honestly
said
that? Yeah, you honestly said that to him.
Quote.
Oh, Dustin, Oliver said as he put his hand on his head.
Yeah.
Like, yet again, you're right, Dustin's wrong.
Yeah.
But yet you're accusing Dustin of a horrendous fucking thing.
That's why you can't bring these things forward.
A horrendous thing. Yeah, you're telling him he sexually assaulted somebody, and he's telling you he didn't sexually assault somebody. So why do you get to be smug? Why do you get to believe what she says automatically? And yet again, I'm not putting down victims of rape. I'm not. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm making the valid point of any person, even John Oliver, could get fucking accusations thrown at him.
He could bump into somebody on an elevator.
Yeah. And somebody could say, John Oliver grazed my tit.
He touched me.
One day, and I didn't like it.
He bumped into me.
You want to get sexually molested? Ride the subway during rush hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's my point. How dare you, John Oliver, be a smug piece of shit and go on stage and take your own agenda in the palm of your hands and go, I'm going to fucking make Dustin Hoffman my bitch. And when Dustin Hoffman doesn't let you become, you know, make him your bitch, you get all testy and pissy and act like you're right and he's wrong. Because yet again in 2017, allegations equal guilt.
Right.
That is the perfect example of how sad this is.
That's right.
Because yet again, he asked her, why? Dustin Hoffman asked the perfect three-letter fucking question, one question mark behind it.
Yeah, man.
Why? Why? Why do you believe her automatically? Why are you telling me I'm wrong, but she's absolutely right?
Absolutely.
We don't know this chick from a hole in the wall. We don't know Dustin Hoffman from a hole in the wall either, really. No one knows him.
I've seen him on TV. He's my friend.
I saw him at Tootsie. He was a cross-dresser.
I like Rayman. He's my friend.
Yep.
He's an excellent driver.
Sorry, I was drinking.
Only.
It fucking annoys me.
Hey, we're going to get drunk for your birthday.
We can get drunk next week if you want.
We'll get a couple of bottles in and
next week, by the way, the birthday show with...
There's
special.
A birthday show?
Well, next week is it's on my birthday, so we're doing it on my birthday.
Fat-ass birthday bash.
The fat-ass birthday bash, also, by the way...
I need off. I got to go to a party.
What are you, Danny?
Danny won't show. I'll be here alone. Be there.
Joe, do you want to tell the people who the special guest is?
Can I?
Wait, do you have a drum roll, Billy?
Not available because I was... There we go.
All right, wait. Hold on. You literally did the drum roll while I was asking for the drum roll. Hold on.
Okay.
Ready? Drum roll, please. Joe, thank you.
Oh, yeah, simple too. Rick DeBennett.
Rick.
Vic.
DiPietro.
Thank you. Comedian.
I'm saying his name wrong.
Why did I let you speak?
Well, I got new teeth together.
All right, if anybody's got Facebook, you ever see the guy that when he says, oh, it's snowing, he does that whole thing running through the
school? He's
that guy.
He's a funny guy.
Who is an amazing comedian who's been, by the way, in the business for fucking eons.
Yes.
I got to see him last weekend at the Stress Factory in is that New Brunswick or East Brunswick?
I think it's New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
I'm not sure.
Well, look, I went to go to the Stress Factory, Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. It's an amazing place. It's one of the greatest comedy clubs out there. Check it out.
Has he really been in the business for eons?
He's been in the business for eons.
I thought he was like
I'll tell you the fucking story.
Sure, go ahead.
Here's a little story. When he fucking started, you know who the MC, and that wasn't John Oliver? No. You know who the MC that brought him on stage was?
Nope.
A young lad named Andrew Dice Clay.
You're kidding.
So, just to tell you how long he's been in the business.
Yeah, that's a while.
And he has tons of fucking stories, and it's going to be an outstanding. He's not going to do his act. He's going to sit down and talk with us.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be nice. We're going to fucking have good shit to talk about.
That's going
to
be a great show.
He formerly of Staten Island, now lives in New Jersey, in Manalapan.
Yeah.
He's got tons of great stories. I don't even know if he's still driving a bus. Because that's where he was a school bus driver.
Yeah.
He was doing that, plus playing the Bellagio, and then they would have to go back. It was a whole bunch of shit. He literally
Come on, snappy.
He literally busted his ass, is all I'm saying. So Vic is going to be... Joe, what's his name?
DiPietro.
Vic DiPietro will be on the show next week.
I hope I'm saying it
And
right.
by next week, I hope to God you can fucking say his name right.
Yeah, I hope so. If not, we'll ask Nick.
And if you call him fucking Rick or Nick, it's going to be horrible. Please don't do that.
That wouldn't be nice. No, we're very honored to have him on the show.
Absolutely. We will also be there.
I think he's one of the funniest guys on
By the way,
Facebook.
Nick, our CUNT, our Canadian Unified Technician, already has stuff up.
And Nick is not funny.
Yeah.
Nick
it's up there.
Funny. He's like me. We're not funny.
No. I am funny.
You're funny.
Not funny.
Nick is not funny.
Nick is funny.
Nick's not funny.
Nick when
Vic
he's no no. Vic is funny. Nick is kind of funny.
He's not funny at all.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's a very good technician.
By the way, there's a YouTube video up that Nick just put up in the Facebook Live suite. You can actually watch and see Vic in action, and then you can see and check out everything.
That's right.
Right now, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do the lighting of the pig. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yay!
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Aerosmith. During the heroin days.
They couldn't afford heroin back then.
What opiate was they on?
Pies? They were probably just smoking a lot of weed.
Nah, this is more than weed.
This is the first album.
Cocaine was the drug of choice for most recording artists, but they had a deal.
Have you seen Steven Tyler? That's way more than coke.
Ask him, yeah, Tyler.
Let's have him on.
One album cover.
Yep.
The scarf is filled with tourniquets and Sagamores.
Coke like you work for hours in the studio.
I've never heard of a radio show when the host is like, you know, doing what he wants to do, then other people jump in and go, hey, are we gonna do the pig?
Who's saying about a pig?
Who are we gonna roast now?
Yeah. Oh, let's see, we've roasted Oliver, we've roasted.
We roast
Tyler.
Everybody! Shut
such
up!
Such a prick.
Jesus Christ! We roast everybody. Hi, Trish. It's the Ham Radio Show, like I said. Like I was trying to, you know, do my intro the way I wanted to do. I don't know, crazy shit. You
We're also live in the Facebook Live suite. You can check that out, where people are enjoying the ham cam in about 5 seconds from now, or a little bit less than that, or more than that. I don't know. Let's see where the spirit moves us. Yeah. If it's okay with Billy,
nope.
We're going to do the lighting of the fucking pig.
Nope.
Which signals
no,
our Christmas fucking season officially
yeah.
starting.
Nope. Really?
So... If it's okay with Billy,
well, there'll be none of
we'll
that.
We'll do it. I guess Billy's fucking in charge.
Didn't it come fast this year or something, Christmas?
Just like you, it came real fast.
What are you getting for the kids, Bill?
Stuff.
You can't fucking say. What if they're listening?
Oh, the kids aren't listening.
This is where Billy's kids learn English from this fucking show.
Well, last year you got
engaged. They actually started talking and they said, "Hey, Mr. Fuckwad, get in here." And they were talking to Billy. Which
well, last year he got engaged for Christmas.
That was enough.
That was big.
A fucking year ago.
That's big.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Talk about long engagements, I'm telling you.
What a good song for what a good song for his fiance. Dream On.
Have you moved in yet?
Let's see when that shit happens.
No, I haven't been able to yet, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I'm joking.
Yeah, I haven't been able to. Did you know that there were fires in California?
Yeah.
I can't move in now.
Yeah,
there's a fucking Santa Ana winds. I can't move in now.
Absolutely, yeah. They just made Jerusalem a capital city.
I can't move in now.
Yeah, are you crazy or something?
God damn it.
My God, Trump is in office. I can't
move
in
now.
Yeah.
Once he gets out of, when we get a new president, honey,
yeah.
I will be there for you.
Honey, there's a lot going on in the world.
Jesus.
Man,
what? Priorities.
Do with the world.
Priorities.
It's a lot what's going on with me.
I will move in when the world is sane again.
Yeah. I'll be there.
But until that time, I can't make that happen.
I know.
You know, just saying.
That's all right.
AKA dream
woman.
On.
Be lucky you have this woman. Be happy.
Be lucky you have. Be lucky you have a woman.
A woman. Any woman.
Any woman.
That's right. And you ain't no catch, Billy. You know, come on.
And
I'm
this
not.
One, and,
I'm
and,
only
and this one wants to touch his dingling.
I know.
I don't know how many times I have to re-fucking assess that to Billy. This one likes touching his dingling.
I know. Yeah.
And he gave her a ring.
Yeah.
And yet again, I can't move in.
And where are you going to find another girl that listens to our show?
Yeah.
That's you get rid of how we lose a fan.
Yeah, where are you going to find another girl with that much lack of taste?
Yeah, come on, man.
And very low morals.
There's very few people around like that.
And wants to touch your dingling. It's the trifecta.
It's impossible.
You idiot.
If you got enough 20s, you could find someone. Somewhere.
Yeah, but you can't marry them.
No, of course not.
This is marriage material.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so
yes.
Let's do the lighting of the pig. Let's
I'm excited.
Let's get this. Joe worked really hard on the pig
excited.
This year.
Yes, I did.
As you can see, the pig is now has tons of lights.
It looks strung up.
The pig looks like David Carradine.
I went to the dollar store and I got all those decorations at the dollar store.
Really, it shows.
Yeah, I spent $3. Well, on the pig.
You owe that pig money.
Yeah.
Billy, would you be so kind as to now kill the lights?
Kill the lights.
You can watch this exclusively on the Facebook Live cam, on the Faham cam.
Oh,
he's setting the mood. He turned down the dimmer.
Down the lights. Just press the button, Billy.
That would have been easier, but he wanted to set the mood.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's crazy. All right, so as tradition dictates for the lighting of the pig.
Yeah.
We start with the base pig. As you can see, the light is on right here.
That's our base
the beautiful
pig.
Pink light, the regular base. The pig itself lights up.
We can't
when did
the
dancing girls come in?
Well, not yet, because you guys keep talking. Then, of course, we play underneath it the wonderful, my favorite Christmas song. In fact, my only favorite Christmas song, because I don't like Christmas. God bless you, Billy. Thanks for ruining the lighting of the pig by sneezing and making it all about you, John Oliver.
That's a 65-foot-tall
must be allergic
pig.
To the fucking gift wrapping.
Spruce pig.
All right, so we normally play, which is going to be right now, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas in Sarajevo, because that's the only song I like, because I don't like Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck Christmas, yeah. Bah humbug.
Bah.
What, so here you go, a little Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and then if you're watching right now on the ham cam on Facebook Live, you will get to see the exclusive lighting of the pig. So, ladies and gentlemen, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, take it away, please.
Brace yourselves.
Yes, please.
Are we going to count down?
We can count down when I tell you.
Okay.
Yet again, another one that wants to fucking take control of the show. Can we just do it my way? For fuck's sake?
Is that too much to ask? The lighting of the pig was supposed to be a fucking family. Shut the fuck up. It's supposed to be Christmas time. Shut the fuck up.
I'll be good, I promise.
Please. Between Billy fucking trying to think he's in control and you, I can't. Jesus, I'm in the power chair. Shut the fuck up. All right, get ready.
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one. Ladies and gentlemen, the lighting of the pig is on now. Facebook Live, here we go. There it goes. If you have epilepsy, move away.
Oh, my God.
It's oh, it's good.
I'm getting ill.
Oh, look at that pig shine.
I know.
Joe has fitted the pig with over 1 million lights this year.
All LED lights.
All LED lights.
The change color on the lights and everything. So, yeah.
And dollar store bells.
Dollar store bells.
And we have garland.
Yeah, that's what the dollar store is.
Little snowmen.
The garland's from Judy.
Yeah.
It'd be good if we had the bells that could play this song.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Maybe next year. Yeah. Maybe when someone cares about us.
Okay.
It is the lighting of the pig, which on this show symbolizes the start of our Christmas holiday spectacular. We will be next week, of course, having the fat ass birthday bash. Then after that,
I'm throwing a fit.
Let's see. After, maybe we, after that, we should do White Trash Christmas after. No, this is fucking awesome.
I'm gonna throw
people
it.
Are asking that we put it on YouTube.
I'm gonna have
it. That's how fucking
I'm
exciting.
I'm gonna have an epileptic fit.
Wait, we gotta do the ending when the lady flashes her tits.
Why'd you put it on like steady so it don't flash?
I'm gonna. Am I leaving the lights on or no?
No, no, shut the.
Why are y'all going blind?
Yeah,
you guys are horrible.
I know.
We can do it over again if you want.
Oh sure, let's do a retake.
Why not? Why you gotta be like that, Billy? It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Piney.
Hi, Piney.
Hey, Piney.
Piney, we're doing the lighting of the pig. Are you watching?
Eddie.
Yeah.
I want to know why you wasted 3 minutes of my life when I watch you drink all the time. A lit pig.
That's my lit pig. Oh, I get it. I'm the lit pig. Oh. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Joe.
He's saying Joe. I'm the lit pig. Yeah. Where's my rim shot, Joe? What the fuck? Yeah, can you guys, hold on for a minute. Can you guys match this out? Joe, give me a rim shot. There you go. Jesus.
Well,
you can also get a stick, Bill. There's
drumsticks
right there.
But there's no need for it.
We should rehearse.
Piney, how the fuck are you, motherfucker?
This is why Joe Cello
broke up. What's going on, motherfucker?
What are you up to?
Nah, fucking working.
Working?
Working sucks. Get out of it.
That's right.
Where's the skinny wonder?
We have no clue. Where is Danny? Is he working?
I believe he went off to get more reindeer.
Oh my God, this motherfucker!
God,
did he actually get one?
Not yet.
Not this year.
Ooh.
Yet.
No venison for us.
Yep. No jerky. No deer jerky. Yeah. I enjoy that. Not nothing.
So,
he didn't get shit.
What's with the lip pig, bro? I've never seen that. What's
You've never
it?
Seen the lighting of the pig? We've been doing it for years now.
Is this about the fifth or sixth
The
year?
Lighting of the Christmas pig for the Ham Radio Show has been that we don't have a tree in the studio, so we have this pig that lights up like this, and we play Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
And it lights up, and and it's on right now. And we do that because that symbolizes the start of our Christmas here on the show. Because next week on this very program, it will be the Fat Ass Birthday Bash.
Hey, you're not doing nothing. Come on down.
Exactly. Yeah. It's my birthday. Come by, motherfucker. Yeah. Bring gift or bring booze, whatever you want.
Bring booze.
I bring booze.
Okay. Bring booze.
I bring booze.
I bring booze.
We get drunk. We do
things. Come by and we'll have a shindig. It's what we're gonna do.
We get drunk. We do stupid.
And
things.
we got Joe. Who's the guest on next week?
Vic.
Yeah.
The Benedict.
No, that's not his name. Say his name right.
I'm trying. I have
D. Potato.
D. Potato.
Vic D. Potato, comedian extraordinaire Dick B. Potato will be on next week for my fat ass birthday bash.
Yeah.
And who else? We don't know. Maybe Piney, and he's showing up with booze.
Piney vision.
See what happens when we light the pig? Piney calls.
Yeah, everybody has to call in some.
Vic D. Potato is fucking coming on the show. It's a big deal next week.
The pig's like a Ouija board.
Nick, make sure you call in next week.
His name is Vic.
Nick. I'm talking about to Nick.
Why is Nick? Well, Nick doesn't matter if he calls.
I want him to call in.
He talks to me all week. What the fuck? It doesn't matter if it's my birthday.
I don't care about that. I want him to call in on the birthday.
Well, either way, it's the fat ass birthday bash that's next week. And then what we were discussing, by the way, why is my live thing ended?
Because Sarajevo.
No, why? But they
but they ended you?
No, but they didn't tell me.
This interrupted me too on my screen.
No, I think that's the internet. Piney, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
So the phone's working.
Reboot the
camera. Hold on. Did Joe just say they did me too?
Yeah, they
like, did. Like, I'm the live... You're a fucking idiot. I'm the live feed. And you fuck nuts. Yeah. All right, so we'll just do a new video. Hold on. Wait, we're done.
You guys are still...
And we'll post that video, which they probably won't let me post it yet.
Uh-huh.
Because of the Facebook laws and rules and regulations.
Technology is a wonderfully... enjoyable thing.
All right, watch this. We'll wait till they fucking send us the Facebook thing, and then we'll fucking load it. Yeah. And until then, we'll just do a new fucking video.
I've never
accessing my camera. Going live. There we go.
Ed, what are you saying? It wasn't working? It was working fine. I saw it.
No. What they're saying is when we play music...
Certain music,
Facebook decides they don't want to let you play it.
Well,
what happens...
Well, that's because of Metallica. They blow.
That wasn't Metallica. That was Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
No.
Because of Metallica.
Copyright shit is because of Metallica and Napster, remember?
Yeah.
All
right, well, then fuck them.
Yeah. But Metallica used to beg people to come to shows and record them.
Yes. Mm. So that way you could spread their shit. But that was when they were poor.
Ooh.
Once they started getting some money, then everything changed.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
Once they got sober, they sucked.
But that's what Billy always says.
No, that's not what I always say.
Billy, yes, you did.
They got sober.
Yes, you did. You tell this story every fucking time to the point that I know the story verbatim, where Metallica used to come out with a stool and a beer on the fucking stool.
Really?
And
I never said they came out with a stool.
Yeah, James Hetfield would come out.
He'd come out.
Yeah, here comes the Billy story, which will be exactly what the fuck I just said.
They'd all come out. He'd put a beer right in
there
front of him.
There it is.
There was no stool. It was right next to the mic stand.
All right. It's good.
But they were young, hungry, and Cliff Burton introduced them to all kinds of music.
Well, Cliff Burton was also young, hungry, and alive.
You know, he introduced them to a lot of music. Once he died, they didn't have that influence with them, so everything changed after that as far as their musical direction.
And this has been Billy on Volume, Sirius XM Radio.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
But that's just my opinion. I'm wrong.
Well, of course it is. It is your opinion, and you're wrong. Piney says it's because they're sober now.
That helps, too.
But that happens to everybody.
What, getting sober?
They get sober and they suck.
That's true. Well, did you see that they released, weren't they singing like kids songs now? Because now they all have children.
Right.
So they were like singing Metallica versions of like kids songs.
I know.
Why not?
That's wrong on so many levels. Metallica was the anti-establishment. Metallica was Kill 'Em All and fucking Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning and all that great shit. Now it's like an afterthought.
They've become an afterthought in the world of music. I think it's even more that they're fucking beyond that they're sober. I think that's just the beginning parts. It's because they're sober and they have kids now and they have fucking shitty wives and ugh, they're Family Guys now.
It's a job now.
Yeah.
It's not a desire and lifelong dream. It's now just a job.
They gotta support their not coke habits.
Yeah.
Well, they got pictures of Hetfield running around Rodeo Drive shopping and shit, you know. Well, you could go wandering around doing that. You got way too much money.
That's way too much money. James Hetfield should not be walking around Rodeo Drive. It should not be a thing.
No, he can. But,
he came from San Francisco in the slums of San Francisco, where they used to have poor man sandwiches, which was bologna in their hands. That was the poor man sandwich. You put your hand out, they give you a piece of bologna. That was it. Oscar Mayer, all day long, delicious.
What's wrong with bologna? I love it.
No, they couldn't afford the bread.
They weren't getting Oscar Mayer. They were getting the other shit, that dollar store bologna.
Dollar store bologna. It's warm.
It's the best kind.
Delicious. All right, so fat ass birthday bash next week. Yeah. I don't know if Piney's coming, even though he's on the phone.
I think he should.
I think he should too. But
quit your job and come here.
Yeah, fuck goddamn getting paid.
Yeah,
let's
really,
go.
Money's not important anymore.
And then on top of everything else, I think cause by my calculation, I'm looking at our calendar over here.
Up there.
Up there on the thing. Hold on for a minute, because even the updates are coming up here. On the calendar, it says that we'll have to do the 20th.
That's what I said before.
Well, I couldn't hear you. I was playing Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and number one, I don't listen to you.
I know. That's why you repeat yourself.
Exactly. And then I said the 27th, we could do something, too. We'll do the New Year's show.
Sure, why not?
So the 20th, we'll do Fat Ass Birthday Bash.
Yeah.
Then we'll do Dollar Store Santa and White Trash Christmas.
Well, I got to find a new dollar store, Mike. The one I used to have.
There's one
gone.
On Midland. You can go to the dollar store on Midland.
They don't have the same trash, though.
Where's the best trashy dollar store, Pine?
They all suck. They're not as good as they used to be. You're right, Billy.
Pine, are you there or you died?
I think he ran away.
I think he's gone.
Yeah. He may have had to, like...
He probably had to go on a job.
He probably had to do his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not on the phone. Yeah, he's gone. No. Well, fuck him. Yeah. I was in the middle of talking to him, and now I'm not talking to him.
Well, that's because he really doesn't like you.
Well, he probably doesn't. Secretly, he doesn't
He just
like
wanted
me.
To hear himself on the radio.
Yeah. I'm on the radio!
That's right. Yeah.
Listen, well, Donna Summers.
Well, either way, Piney hopefully will be here next week, and he'll bring booze.
Oh, I hope so.
Joe, you have to bring booze because you want to have an open bar for the fat-ass birthday bash.
What do you like to drink?
I enjoy whiskey of all kinds.
Okay. You like the Red Bull that we drank the other
That was day? Really good. That was nice. That was red, nice.
Red Fire or whatever it was called.
Oh, wait, which way?
Fireball?
The Fireball?
Fireball.
I love Fireball.
Oh, Fireball, good.
I love Fireball. I just got a bottle for the other day. Somebody just bought me a bottle.
I'll get you a bottle of Fireball for your birthday and I'll drink it.
Oh, that was very nice of you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to buy me an aged whiskey, too, I'm not going to fucking say no. I'm just going to just
what's
tell you.
What is a favorite whiskey of all times?
Well, I'm really fucking, when it comes to whiskey, I'm just getting into the learning. Like, I know Macallan's and everything, all the beautiful, expensive brands. One last night, Widow's Rose, I had that at the after party of the event I was at, and that was a very delicious whiskey. But I do enjoy a nice Jack Daniels.
What's
a simple, give me a double of Jack and then put on the rocks.
The one with honey is nice, I've heard.
I'm going to try that one, too. We can try that as
I've
well.
I've heard that is very,
this
very
is why,
rich.
By the way, when we were at Goom,
yeah.
So here's a Goom story for you. What I wanted to do was have the bar. We wanted to have a bar that we could wheel in and out of the studio.
That occasionally. Nice, yeah.
And for the people, like you have a guest on and they go, hey, I'll take a da-da-da. And someone makes you a drink. We're very old school that way. And then the bar would come in. We had music for the bar.
Oh, that's great.
The whole nine yards. And then people were like, we can't do that. Why can't we do that? If everyone's of legal drinking age, I'm not going to fucking offer, you know, a 15-year-old on my show, hey, you want a shot of whiskey? Yeah.
But you can drink it when you're not on the air.
Damn right.
What? Huh?
What? Who? Uh-huh.
Dean Martin had one.
Dean Martin was a walking bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Jackie Gleason had one.
No.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Jackie Some Gleason. Of a bitch.
Some of them bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, Enos, get in here. Yeah. That was on the other day. Do you know that they made a third one
Yeah, they did, sure.
Yeah, but that wasn't Burt Reynolds.
No.
It was
no.
the guy from the truck
yeah.
dressed as Burt Reynolds, which made no sense to me.
He wasn't dressed as Burt
Jerry Reed?
Yeah, he was dressed as Burt. Yes, he was. Well, he had. They put a mustache on that motherfucker.
Hold on.
And, dude, it's Smokey and the Bandit 3. I did not watch the full movie because I was disgusted.
It was a bad movie, yeah.
Dude, I was disgusted with the fact that it wasn't Burt Reynolds in the car.
That was Hal Needham, the stunt director. He started to make, you know, he was directing all the stunts in these movies, which is what these movies were.
So he just directed fucking
he
the movie?
I might as well make it myself, you know?
So Smokey and the Bandit 3 is atrocious.
Yeah.
It's a fucking trailer.
Doorbell.
Who's on my phone? I left the phone up. Ham Radio, who's this?
Yeah, they fuck you with their cell phone.
They fuck you at the drive-thru.
I tell you.
We were having a conversation with you, and you weren't there, so it was okay.
Yeah.
$110 a month, I get a fucking drop call, you prick.
Yeah.
You pay, hold on, you pay $110 a month for your cell phone?
$110, because you can't fucking buy a phone now. You have to lease it like a goddamn car.
Right.
You can't buy phones anymore?
No, they don't want you
no.
to.
No.
I haven't bought a new cell phone, and now I'm not getting one. Fuck it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take my old fucking shitty clunky phone that I still have, right. that I own outright. Fuck it. I didn't know you
so
could.
So they charge you $60 for the you know, unlimited shit, and then they fucking add on $40 for the goddamn phone.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I'm going to find somewhere where I can buy it wholesale. There's got to be places where you can buy the phone. God. There's got to be. And then you bring
well,
it to like...
You can buy it outright for $1,000, but fuck
I'm
you.
I'm not...
You
wait,
buy the phone
wait,
for $1,000.
You bought... Please tell me you didn't buy the iPhone X.
No, I did not.
Oh, I was going to say. You bought a
no,
fucking...
No, put me off my fucking 7.
He rented it.
You still have a 7?
Yeah.
And that would have been $1,000 for your 7?
No, I think at the time it was like $899. But they only charge you fucking 40. They make it go the 2-year contract.
Right.
So they only charge you, say, $40. So you go the whole 2-year contract because you can't give it back to them unless you pay it off.
So at what point do you decide if you're going to blow or give the guy a hand job on the way out?
No, you take it in the ass.
Oh, you take it in the ass. Oh.
Absolutely.
That's maybe what I've been doing wrong.
You enjoy it.
I didn't take it in the ass. Yes. If I took it in the shit pipe, everything would have been fine.
That's right.
But I didn't. Sorry. What do you got, Billy? You're staring at
something. All righty. Burt Reynolds was in Smokey the Bandit 3.
He was?
Yes. You have to wait till the final scene he appears in it. The only one who wasn't.
Why the fuck would you
because,
put him in the final scene?
Because him and the director,
yeah,
they were working on Stroker Ace. Remember that stellar fucking bang out movie?
Stroker Ace was the drama, right?
It was the,
not really,
the
no.
Stott
it's,
car
it's
thing.
Another, it's
no,
another.
what's the one where Burt Reynolds, who's a fucking, yet again, we'll get to how horrible Burt Reynolds is in a second. The one where he was like a bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he took like a credit card and he sharpened it and he cut the fucking guy's throat.
That was a good movie. I like that movie.
That was a weird movie.
At the end, he throws the guy off a building.
Yeah, he's what we call a badass.
Yeah. I forgot.
Highballing?
Not highballing.
No, was a name. He had a name, Sharky.
Yeah, it was like something with
Sharky's Revenge, Sharky's Machine.
Hey, yo, we lost Piney again.
All right, damn fucking phone dropped out. You know where we got to go, right?
We have to go get new phones.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Why?
What time is it?
7 something?
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
You're the cocksucker that is in charge.
That's why I'm telling
you. Of the time.
Let's go.
So you cannot ask the host what time it is. I don't know.
It's time for a break.
Well, then you have to say that. It's time for a break. Just
let's
like on the Bubble Guppies. What time is it? It's time for a break. What time is it? It's time for a break.
Everybody outside.
There you go. There you go.
Joe, you got to watch it with the great kids.
Oh, it's horrible. It's the worst show ever.
It's catchy.
And you know what's funny? At the end of the show, boom, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
yes,
it's a crazy
but
thing.
No Sally Field.
Hi, Antonella. I'm going to take a break right now and then think about you in those beautiful pants and your hiney. And then I'm going to come back in from the break.
Where's John Oliver?
Then,
we got to set this straight.
Oh, please. No. I would love to have a soft-boiled clitoris with Antonella. Goddamn, faccia bella bellissimo. Mwah, she's so beautiful. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll come back with the I Hate Burt Reynolds fan club after these...
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful.
wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad!
Now they will be here.
Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentleman's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yo! Let me tell you about Dallas Novelty. That's right, Dallas Novelty, where sex is for everybody. DallasNovelty.com. Guess what? It's the countdown to Christmas. That's right, the countdown to Christmas. Take 15% off of everything. Use the promo code HOLIDAY17. That's HOLIDAY17 at checkout and get 15% off everything. How much stuff? Everything, stupid. Pay attention. All you need to do is type in the promo code HOLIDAY17 when you go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. You know them. You love them. It's the Crooked Cowboys. Fucking awesome establishment, Dallas Novelty. And I'm telling you, it's the countdown to Christmas. Take 15% off everything. Go type in HOLIDAY17 at checkout. Type in the promo code HOLIDAY17 at checkout, and everything will be nifty because you will have great stuff, 15% off your order. That's what's going on, DallasNovelty.com. Yeah! Well, remember, sex is for everybody. Yay!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Reese Witherspoon's being sued by a scriptwriter who claims the 2012 movie Gone Girl was taken from her idea. Perhaps that writer should do a screenplay about how her idea was stolen. Oh, wait, they already have a movie called Taken. Removing everything from jewelry to furniture, two of R. Kelly's houses were robbed while the singer was on tour. I guess that answers the question about the sex slaves he's been keeping. Who do you think got screwed when it came to moving the couches? A fistfight broke out while shooting the reunion special for the pint-sized reality show Little Women Dallas. With accusations made by both sides, if the shoe fits, it probably has a bell on the toe. Star of History Channel Swamp People, Chase Landry was a no-show for court. Centered around alligator hunters in a Louisiana swamp basin, Landry should have retained Larry the Cable Guy for his defense to help Gator Dunn. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Ham Radio Show, live, there's no motivation, she goes down on me, 718-517-1389,
yep,
the last couple of minutes of the program for you, call the show, be heard, 718-577-1389. How is everybody?
I was okay until, I don't know, about 3 minutes ago.
Let me through this. Semi-time kind of live. By the way, we're live on Facebook Live.
We are.
And I don't know what the fuck's going on because all the videos are available. There are now 3 different videos on my Facebook of the show. What up, Corey? How are you, sir?
Yeah, it's Smokey and a Bandit 3, so yeah. Now we're going to have Ham Radio 3.
I guess so. I guess there's a trilogy of videos tonight. I have no clue what's going on because it's weird. Nothing is wrong. Normally where they tell us it's a copyright issue or whatever, right now it's not. So, I mean, I can watch the videos on my page.
That's just being tricky.
So, I don't know. When we last left, Antonella was hopefully taking selfies.
She's so gorgeous.
So beautiful. Wow. Faccia bella. Bellissimo. I have told her to her face. I will tell her on the air. She is literally one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen or talked to in my life. And it's for many reasons, besides the perfect set of tits.
And she likes
and
your
the
voice.
Amazing, thank you.
Yeah, she
and
does.
And the amazing ass that she has. And she, trust me, she maintains. She goes to the gym a lot. Besides all those things that you can factor in, she has a great job. She works down at the piers. She has she has apartments in the city. She has apartments in Staten Island. She's all over, and on top of everything else, besides all those cool, awesome stuff, she's got a mouth like a truck driver that I just want to ram my tongue in and kiss oh so sweetly, because she's a funny motherfucker, too. Anytime that she wants to come on the show, she's always welcome.
Absolutely.
Because she's just, she writes, she's an amazing, like, if she wanted to be a stand-up comic, Joe, I think she could do it.
Absolutely.
Because she writes some funny shit. If you go to her Facebook or her Twitter. By the way, on her Twitter, you get to see her in a bikini.
And a couple of routines to you. Huh?
Yeah, did you see the bikini show, Joe?
No.
If you go to her Twitter page on Facebook. Yeah, if you go to her Twitter, she has, I believe that's the pool one. Where she's in the pool.
Does she have any naked pictures?
Those are going to be mine. Yeah, Joe first
Joe.
Off, I'm telling you, Joe first off is going to be, he's the Matt Lauer of the show.
Well,
I swear to God, if we had a button, he would have it. He has the rape button somewhere. Yeah. Find the rape button.
Why do you think I sit so near the door?
I know. It's fucking crazy. By the way, did you hear Matt Lauer has a divorce coming his way? Whoa. Shocking. Whoa. Everybody,
wow.
What? Yeah, it's shocking.
Who lost a bet on that one?
Yeah. Well, when you're flashing your cock and you're touching women and you had a, well, your harem is now public.
I wonder if his wife knew about it before, you know.
I don't think that she didn't. I think, but now it's because it's a public thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Everybody feels betrayed now because they can act like they're betrayed because now it's a public thing.
Look what you did to me.
Yeah, so now you're the shame and the fucking agony that you've brought upon this household.
You better give me all your money now.
I'm taking half of it. I'm keeping the house, and I might let you take the couch.
I might.
I don't know what you did with it.
I don't know if it's soiled. I don't know if those are stains or if that's a pattern. I'm not aware.
Or is that Gordo's big sweaty balls?
Gordo's big sweaty balls from the Febreze commercial. Yeah. I love Gordo. I actually enjoy the other guy's name, Julius Caesar.
Right.
That's a better name.
Julius?
Well, it fits.
Oh, shit. Joe, give me a fucking drum roll.
What?
Oreo! Oh, wait, you didn't do it. Hold on. We didn't do it right again. Drum roll, and then I need the cymbal, Billy. Drum roll. There you go. Oreo has revealed its mystery flavor.
Let's get on with it there, Fruity.
The mystery flavor is, in fact, Fruity Pebbles. Sugar! That's the mystery ingredient. Sugar. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Turns out the... By the way, the reveal didn't come as too much of a shock to a lot of people because everybody on social media guessed Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, so who's making the money off
of
it?
I don't know. You had a chance to win $50,000.
Right.
The contest ended November 30th, and the mystery flavor was Fruity Pebbles. The reveal, like I said, did not become a shock to anybody.
Wow.
It is not known if Oreo has selected a contest winner, by the way. So that was in my actual news.
Some dude that like OD'd on cookies and is now dead. They can't afford to pay him. Yep. They get away with it.
Speaking, by the way, of food, Taco Bell is testing Taco Bell. You remember them? We used to have them on the island.
Taco Bell
is testing burritos that are stuffed with fries. I'll say that one more time. Taco Bell is testing burritos stuffed with fries. They don't have fries at Taco Bell.
So basically, they're finding other ways to not have to put meat in these things?
Probably.
I saw something like that on the internet today, too. When it was Taco Bell, they were making burritos stuffed with ramen noodles.
Ramen, not ramen.
Okay.
Holy shit, do you not speak English?
But why?
A month or so ago, Taco Bell... Twitter made a mention about maybe possibly putting French fries on their menu. Well, they've started, sort of. Taco Bell restaurants, some of them starting in Charleston, West Virginia, are now testing burritos stuffed with fries.
Well, wait.
These loaded fries burritos feature ground beef, nacho cheese, sour cream, salsa, guacamole, and of course, French fries. And are priced at only $1.99.
And how big are these things? Like a pinky?
Their burritos are usually big.
I don't know.
They're not like Chipotle burritos. You ever had a Chipotle burrito?
No.
How do you not?
Fuck would I go to a Chipotle
you
for?
You uninteresting motherfucker. You have no food palate. What's your favorite food, Billy? Your favorite food.
Whatever I'm going to fucking eat.
There you go. You have no food palate.
Good enough for me.
Get out. You have food palate. Joe, what's your favorite food?
Well, the favorite Mexican food I had was...
Not your favorite Mexican. What's your favorite food? You see, this is what I'm saying. He answers questions no one asked.
Well,
what's your favorite food?
I lasagna.
Lasagna. Okay, see, that's at least somewhat adventurous. I don't think Billy would love a lasagna.
I like lasagna.
No, I was going to say the best Mexican food I ever had was when you guys brought it over from the push cart one day. It was this push cart guy.
I did?
Danny brought it over.
Oh, from Mr. Taco?
I guess so, because he got off the push cart.
Yeah, Mr. Taco.
It was fabulous. It was really, really good.
Well, his son took over, brother, or whatever the fuck the guy
it's
is.
Still good?
No, they fucked up the recipe.
I think now isn't it just hot dogs out of there?
No, he makes the burritos still.
Oh,
you can get them. But it's not the same. Well, the chili that was on the chili dog was the same as the chili that's in the burrito.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the same. The guy fucked up the recipe. I don't know.
How could you do that?
Because he changed it. He doesn't have the same kick. Like, those were the best. First off and foremost.
Fabulous.
All right, speaking as a fat man, first off and foremost, let me address something.
Okay.
You cannot get a chili dog that often. You can, like, on certain places, only certain carts have chili dogs.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then certain carts don't. So, like, if you go to the city, if you're in Manhattan, the Mecca, the center of the fucking entertainment universe.
Real place.
When you cannot, you have to fucking scope out and find
they have their a niche. Cart. That's why they make the extra money.
Yes, but you need to have carts. All carts should have chili dogs. Chili dogs should be a fundamental thing.
Yeah,
chili dogs should never not exist.
Like some onions and sauerkraut, same thing, you know?
Yeah.
But some people don't want to deal with it.
All the toppings. It doesn't matter if they show it. Tell Haji to fucking make me a chili dog.
That's maybe right.
Motherfucker.
That's right.
Last night I had my favorite thing, though, because I slept in Manhattan there. Last night I had the Haji hookup. I love those fucking guys. The halal guys.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I love gyro meat more than life itself.
Did you fart?
If you all day long. If you had gyro meat, you get the gyro meat with the spicy rice. Right? Yeah. They give you a salad, the rice, and the gyro meat. Yeah. It's all freshly prepared in front of your fucking face.
Yep.
Guess how much?
$2.
In Manhattan, guess how much?
$2.
You're fucking retarded. Nothing in Manhattan's $2. $2 in Manhattan is actually $6. You know
I got a Rolex watch there one day.
Ooh, for $1.99.
That's right. It's on the other guy's wrist.
All right. It came with the wrist.
It's the greatest thing. I can wave it all the time.
Yeah. All right. So, guess how much? I'll ask one more time. Give a real answer.
I don't know.
And you get like a pound of food.
$5.
$6.
$6.99.
No, not $6.99. $6. $7 if you buy a drink.
So
I didn't buy a drink because we have free drinks in the place. I wasn't going to buy a drink. But, so $6, you get a pound of food. And if you want to be a fat fuck like I usually am, $1 more. You can get $1 more meat.
They give you a super burger. Huh?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Get this stuff that fell on the floor. Yeah.
Delicious. Yeah, it's delicious. What up, Lori? How are you, beautiful? You get Lori, by the way, just joined the Facebook Live suite. Please check out the Facebook Live suite.
Yeah. Okay.
Or call us up, 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show live here on hamradioshow.com. That's your rejoiner for everybody.
Yeah.
Back to tacos and fucking gyro meat. I love gyro meat. Did you see, by the way,
it is awesome.
A legendary establishment on Staten Island
apparently caught fire of some sort.
Yeah, right on Nooner Blaine, Mike's place.
Oh, really?
It didn't burn to the ground, but it fucked it up.
Yeah, what did happen today?
No, the other day, and it was
Monday, I believe they said.
Yeah.
Right, was it?
I see they're all
at like 5 a.m. So when I was at work, this place was burning.
That place used
it's
to be
epic. It's epic.
That was like a godsend, man.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning, you want a fucking gyro. Yeah. Yet again, gyro meat. Mm-hmm. You go there. Gyro's ready to go.
That's lamb, right? Gyro?
What?
Yes.
Lamp.
Yes, lamb. The one lamp. Lamb.
It's a lamp.
I love lamp.
Yeah.
The one that was on Midland and Highland.
Yeah.
That place was great.
Well, this motherfucker, he owns half a set. Just to fill people in, because Billy's just acknowledging how great this guy's places are. This guy, Mike, and his family own half anything that's a deli on Staten Island. This motherfucker owns. Just so you know. Just so you understand, if it's a diner and it's on Staten Island, he owns it.
Most.
Okay? There's one other family, and they own one of the big diners, and that's it. Everything else is Mike. Everything else is Mike. And then he had a side gig, and then that side gig got fucked up in Sandy, and now it's a Turkish restaurant.
Right. No,
that's
but
not him.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
No, I'm just saying. I'm throwing out all the ones now.
Yeah. But the other one was the iconic place to go for years and years. And then, whatever, they changed ownership or something, and then, boom, you never went there because it was horrible. I mean, how do you screw up a gyro?
You can't screw up a gyro. Well, no, let me rephrase.
You can
screw up a gyro.
Because it didn't taste right.
No. Not,
like, the bread was awful.
I need
pita.
By the way, Carla Force.
Yes.
Wants to call the show. I mean, obviously, do we have time?
Yeah.
She can, of course she can call.
She's
got About 10 minutes to get her in.
Because she said we're talking meat, so she wants to call in.
Okay.
My whole thing is that I want to find a place that sells me the gyro meat, because now it's not what it was. Now they have the pressed, already made big fucking hunk of meat.
Yeah, right. Right.
That's the fucker I need. That's what I want.
You got a big rotisserie.
Yeah, no, but not even that. I want to. You don't need a rotisserie. You just take the fucking thing, throw it in your oven, cook it at like 325, nice low and slow, get that fucker on, and then you just rotate it while you're in the fucking thing. Done.
Put it in a giant rotisserie, you're good.
I don't have a giant rotisserie.
Well, get one.
I only have the rotisseries.
Hook one up in the oven. It's easy.
I just want to make it my way.
I have the Showtime rotisserie. I love it.
Of course you do. Really, so why don't you, then how can
call
we...
Call a quick call.
So here's what we'll do. We'll find the fucking place, message her the number, 718-577-1389. You should have the number tattooed to your inner thigh.
Yeah, really?
Come God on. Damn it. You were on this show how many times?
Yeah.
God damn. Fucking Carla Force! You should every fucking time.
Yeah. Right.
We need respect, you know.
Wendy, a fucking retard, knows it by heart.
She does.
Okay?
All right, Wendy.
God damn it. Yeah. She knows all her numbers. Fucking Nick, I went away for a second, and I come back, and it's the Food Network. Yes! I love the Food Network. I love gyro meat.
I don't think I get that.
I don't think anyone needs it. I think maybe I need to understand that I need to reiterate this even more. I love gyro meat. I would eat gyro meat morning, noon, and night every day and not get sick of it. I don't get sick of it.
No, you can't.
No, I found a little Greek spot that makes authentic Greek food, and I get it. Dude, these gyros, first off, they're like 2 pounds.
Yeah.
All right? So you get two. I buy two of those, one for my mom, one for me. And I buy domares, which is the stuffed grape leaves.
Right.
Holy shit. Yes, they're kind of expensive, but the place is fucking amazing.
Because
it's authentic Greek food.
Yeah.
It's authentic Greek food. The Greeks know what the fuck they're doing.
That's right.
They have spices that will make your dick hard.
Yep.
They have cucumbers and feta cheese. Oh, by the way, hold the fuck on. I had dinner with number one of the most interesting men. Let's get the phone. Because we'll get Carla Force probably on the phone. Mm-hmm. Carla, is that you?
It is. How's everybody doing?
How you doing, baby?
Right.
Hold on. You're going to jump into this conversation. Because I have something that might even fucking blow your mind.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Brace yourself. Tie your vagina down for a second and brace yourself. Do you know? I had dinner with a very interesting man. And
ooh.
We're not dating. Ah. He's married. But I had dinner, right? I went out for a birthday dinner for my friend Vanessa. Happy birthday, beautiful. Her birthday was this week.
Okay.
By the way, yet again, another video we have to do.
Uh-huh.
Fucking goddamn, it's going to be the last one I'm doing. So we go out to dinner.
Okay.
At a fancy restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is very worldly. His name, by the way, is his nickname, we'll just call him, is Meaty.
All
okay,
right.
So we're talking to Meaty, and he's explaining all these things. Do you know that feta cheese is not feta cheese?
What is it?
Okay, are you ready for this? This is going to blow your fucking mind. Much like champagne.
Right.
Champagne? Champagne. There's only one place in France where it's actually champagne. We've just adopted the word champagne.
So right.
The rest of it is actually just bubbling white wine.
Yeah.
That's what champagne is. So feta cheese, the company's name is Feta, F-E-T-A, which is the family of the fucking of the plant owners, right? So we've just adopted feta cheese.
It's
so
like
literally they're the most
bandages.
We're they're the most famous cheese in the fucking world. Because feta cheese is everywhere, and it's not. If you go to any other country, it's just called white cheese.
Right.
Bianco queso. That's all it is.
Mm.
That's all the fuck it is. It blew my fucking mind.
So now you don't have to spend all that money on the feta cheese. You could
By the way, Meaty is sending me a brick of Bulgarian white, which I thought was cocaine, but it turns out it's cheese.
Wait till you eat it. put it on your lips and everything goes numb.
I snorted it, and it was cheese.
Everything's numb.
But it was delicious. Carla Force, how are you, baby? What is up with you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I didn't talk to y'all in a while, so I thought I'd call in, see how everybody was doing.
Yeah, what's going on with you? You seem now you went from being, I love fucking porn, like that big black cock and all that good stuff, and now you're being very family-oriented. I see you with the pictures. You got the Santa stuff going on.
She sounds happy.
You sound happier. You seem to be more family-oriented. You went from, making stains
raging
to growing pains. I don't know what's going on here.
No, I'm still a mom, and that obviously that comes first, but I'm doing the blogging that I mentioned on your last show.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be in the adult entertainment industry. I'm just not going to go into the porn side of it. I'll probably just be doing the camming and stuff like that. So
wait, hold on. Billy doesn't know how to talk on the radio. Go ahead, Billy. Ask her a question.
Your blogs can be found where?
www.carlaforce.com. And the blogs are pretty much talking about my personal journey, things that I've been through, back when I had my addiction to meth, stuff like that. You can find it at that website, www.carlaforce.com. Check it out if you want. It's pretty interesting.
If you want, in your next blog, you can use my feta story. If you want.
Your feta story? Okay.
If you want. I'm giving it to you. If you want.
Awesome. So, the thing was, can I use Meaty's name?
You can use me, but you got to call Meaty. That's fine, yeah. Hey, Meaty! You gotta call him. He's Albanian, and he's the first Albanian I've ever met that was nice.
I normally they're
cranky. These guys, he's such a nice motherfucker. He's
that's
jolly,
pretending to be Italian.
Yeah, but they're Italiano molto bene. Yeah?
Eddie gets his cheese from between his toes. Yeah. Confita cheese.
Confita, and then I have Famunda.
Yeah,
Famunda my balls.
Famunda.
So
I have a question for you. I see you taking these pictures with a lot of these famous people, but
yes.
How is it that you're meeting them?
Well, he stalks them.
I hide in their bushes.
He does, yeah.
No,
do
I, I work in radio. I work for Sirius XM.
Oh, okay.
And I've been and some of my pictures, I have worked in the radio. I've been in the radio business for a decade plus.
Yeah.
And some of my pictures are when I worked for Q104 and Light,
gotcha.
And Light FM. And Goom Radio, and plus I'm some of them are from our Masturbation Anonymous fucking group pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, things like that. It happens. We like to jerk off.
We do.
Oh wait, let me tell you. I told this story on the. I told it off the air, but now let me tell it to Carla Force.
Okay.
Because this is exactly what like these assholes like Matt Lauer and all these other assholes, they definitely watch porn like it's a documentary.
Ooh.
Because I watched the dumbest fucking porn the other day. I was telling the boys, I was watching this porno where this guy is at a tanning salon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at the tanning salon and the tanning bed doesn't work.
How's he going to get his Trump on?
Well, exactly. So he calls in the lady to fix it. Now, of course, the lady is like a fucking 13. She's got yoga pants that you can see her clit through. They're amazing. She's got an ass that you wouldn't believe. Oh, my God. Just amazing. This girl is gorgeous. Brunette.
Bounce
beautiful.
Off it.
You get bounce quarters off of it, and she catches it in her cleavage. That's how fucking amazing this
and
girl.
He calls her mom.
Yes. Hey, mommy, get in here and rub some lotion on my fucking balls. So he goes. Now, first off, she's trying to fix the tanning bed, and he's just in a towel. Of course, honey, he's just in a towel. So he decides that he's going to just stand there. He's staring at her ass. Of course, he's chubbing up. He's getting a mega cock is going on. He decides that he's just going to take the towel off and stand there with a fucking massive erection. When she comes out of the hole that she's trying to fix the tanning bed, she literally turns and almost smacks his cock with her face. And the first thing out of her mouth, this is why guys think that this actually happens in real life. The first thing out of her mouth is, wow, that's so big. Now, in real life, if your dick is out at the tanning salon,
they call
the girl is going to punch you in your balls and run out and call the cops.
Yeah.
Okay. This is true.
But I watched this fucking porn, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is fucking crazy.
Hey, newsflash, Eddie, it's not supposed to be real.
I know!
It's but a it's fantasy.
Not, but it's not helping poor Matt Lauer, is
I
it,
know.
Joe?
This is Joe.
Matt Lauer's over there fucking watching porn, going, see, this is what I do in my office every fucking day.
Looks for him.
Every day I got the rape button. I push it. The girl wants to see my cock. And then we act out the fucking, we act it out. We go, hey, maybe I can be fucking, this time I'll be the tanning salon girl and you can be the fucking guy with the big cock.
Yeah, hold on while I put on my towel.
All right.
Uh-oh.
There's
the music.
Carla, I gotta get out of here. The show's over.
All right.
Bye. Bye, baby.
I'll talk to you later, baby. Bye. Free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
light up a pig.
Light up a pig, but also celebrate the fat ass birthday bash with the chicken next week on the Ham Radio Show on Wednesday, back on the original time. Potato will be on the show as well. Remember, I love you. I say AMF, and that means adios, motherfucker. Hey, Danny, tell them about it.
The show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.